This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Progress on peace for Gaza has stalled. The original U.S. brokered plan proposing a 60-day ceasefire and Israel withdrawing to a buffer zone. Hamas calling for a permanent ceasefire and complete Israeli withdrawal. This as...
On the ground, Israel pounding Gaza once again. It's launched almost daily attacks since it broke the last ceasefire in mid-March. Netanyahu's government insisting it's targeting terrorist infrastructure. And the death and desperation for food there only growing. And for now... there's no end in sight to the suffering.
ABC's Ian Panel. At least seven people dead, more than two dozen injured after a train derailed overnight in an area of Russia bordering Ukraine. After a bridge collapsed, Russia says, as a result of illegal interference. Air quality alerts in the Midwest as far south as northern Mississippi from over 183 wildfires burning in Canada, 93 of them considered out of control. This is ABC News. An update on egg prices, lower, but still high.
The national average wholesale price of eggs, which grocers pay, fell 40 cents to $2.52 a dozen in the past week. That from the Agriculture Department, which also reports another outbreak of bird flu in a commercial chicken flock of over 1.5 million in Arizona. The Ag Department says this year so far, bird flus led to the slaughter of 35 million birds. Nearly 60% of laying hen losses have been in cage systems. The biggest hen losses this year have been in Ohio, 13.5 million.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Blue Origin has sent six more civilians to the edge of space and back. The successful mission marking the 12th human space flight by the private space company founded by Jeff Bezos. The crew including a radiologist, former diplomat, three entrepreneurs, and a school teacher. Saturday's suborbital journey comes a month after the star-studded launch of a crew that included Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez. Dave Packer, ABC News.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
All right. Happy Saturday night, everybody. I am Rocker here with Jane. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Make sure to log on, check out our repeat shows and stream or find a station to listen to across Wisconsin and download the Civic Media app and take us everywhere. We're going to kick this off with a double dip and we'll tell you why in just a minute. James Brown, this is The Funky Drummer. You listen to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shade. Good God, it's a raid. Cut out the lights. Cut out the lights and call the law. Standing over there, the devil's son-in-law. Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up
like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
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 Get
is the way it is. I got mine, don't worry about his. Get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene.
Get on up,
like a sex machine.
Get on up,
get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up.
Bobby, should I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
Like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine, dig it. He got his. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time here.
Go ahead.
You want to hit it like it did on the top, fellas? Hit it like it did on the top. Hit it now. Machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up. Get on up.
If I tap the feeling,
get on up.
Sure as your bone,
get on up.
Get it together. Right on, right on. Right on, right on.
Right on.
Yeah, that is Sex Machine. That is James Brown. And you might be wondering why that is local, huh? I'm not hearing you, Jane. You got to turn your microphone on. Oh, we're waiting for Jane. Well, let me tell you, while Jane's getting her microphone going on, James Brown, of course, the drummer was Clyde Stubblefield, the funky drummer. And so we just heard a couple of tunes from James Brown with Clyde Stubblefield. And for the reason that Atwood Fest 2025 is coming up July 26th and 27th. And of course, that features the Clyde Stubblefield stage. That's our main stage at Atwood Fest every year. And we are kicking off this year with Rare Element. And they play a lot of Clyde Stubblefield classic songs and funk songs from that era. And we'll be going into the Big Payback after that, another funk band, followed by Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal, then Fat Function and VO5. We're going to be talking about Atwood Fest all night long. Atwoodfest.com is where you can go to see the full schedule and get more information. And Jane, are you there now? Oh, no, no. We're going to have to figure out what's going on with Jane's microphone in a few minutes. We have a great show coming up for you tonight. Tonight, Total Life Fitness, the owner and personal fitness trainer, Luke Briggs, he is in the studio tonight to tell us all about his fitness program, and it's a lot of fun. You're gonna enjoy hearing about it. Austin Galante, he is an actor, director, music producer from Madison. He's got a new movie coming out, and it's going to be premiering on June 7th in Sun Prairie. We'll hear about that. The Lair tonight, the Lower Fifth, it's the duo. They are playing at Woodfest as well. We're going to tell you about some of their upcoming shows and talk to them all night long, 8 to 9 p.m., and find out what they're all about. And then Marta Hansen, the piano gal, she's got a new video for her song, Bang Bang, and she has a mission as well. And we're going to hear what's going on with Marta Hansen, the piano gal, at 9:30. Lots of good stuff coming up tonight, so stick around. Right now, let's get back to the music. Like I said, the Big Payback, they're coming to Atwood Fest July 26th on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. And this is their song, Jackal in a Suit. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Started, there's no turning back. Stop.
Wow. That is the big payback, Jackal in a suit.
Okay, am I on now?
You are
okay,
on.
Okay, awesome.
We're listening to you. How's it going,
cool,
Jane?
Cool, I've been doing pretty good. I was almost late on my way here because I was at the opera at the movie theater. You know, you can see the opera at the movie theater?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Which movie theater are you talking
Marcus.
About? Here in Madison?
Yeah, here at Point.
At Point.
Yeah, they have a whole season of opera you can watch at the movie theater.
Wow. That sounds really interesting. Any Mozart playing?
Not right now, but I did see the Barber of Seville today. And I'll tell you, 3.5 hours has never gone by so fast.
Wow. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, the big payback, you know, they're playing at Atwood Fest coming up July 26th. We'll hear about some more stuff. Do we have some sponsors to talk about quick?
Oh, yeah. Max Inc. Radio is being brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. It has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. They've got flowers, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies from Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. You can stop into their store at 831 East Johnson Street or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com.
All right, Turtle Island, they're pretty cool. You got to stop in there over on Johnson Avenue. Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal, he's from Lincoln, Nebraska. He is a was a finalist for the singer.
Wow.
What is that called? I always forget.
Mass Singer? Voice?
The Voice.
Yeah.
He's a finalist from The Voice.
Yeah.
Just an amazing keyboard player as well, you know, electric piano player.
Mm.
Let's take a listen. From Lincoln, Nebraska, this is Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. This song is Automatic. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, I need some good news so bad. Please tell me that you love me. Oh, and welcome back. I need someone to care. Well, I can put it all. That you need me, and how I'll be the one for you, who always will care. But there ain't no doubt in my mind, baby. I'm scared to tell you if you only knew.
watching.
Believe me.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
When I wake in the morning and the swords are blowing, look into a sun blue sky, and I feel as high, and my feet are on fire, spirits rising higher and higher on a brand new day. Chase my troubles away. We'll be right back.
5. That is Soul Shiny Day. That's from their all-original album, Dance Originality. Of course, VO5 is going to be playing, headlining at Woodfest on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, as usual, on July 26th. They will start at 8 p.m., and that is always one of the best times. I really call that a meta-community experience, because when you look around the crowd while they're playing, everybody's dancing, everybody's happy. It's almost too amazing to believe.
It's a very unifying experience, like I have to say, being at one of their shows.
It know? Is.
Yep.
They describe it as magical.
Oh, yeah. They're not wrong.
All right. Thanks, Jane. Y'all, tonight, we have right here in the studio, Luke Briggs. Luke Briggs spent 8 years as an in-person personal trainer at a boutique gym in the Madison area. And in 2020, Luke decided to branch out and start his own business, Total Life Fitness. And they have coached 900 members over the past 5 years in their mission to impact 10,000 lives by the year 2030. And here to tell us about how he plans to reach that goal is Total Life Fitness founder, Luke Briggs. Luke, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate you having me here.
Oh, man, I'm really glad to see you. You know, Madison is a foodie town, and there's so many choices and great restaurants. And do you eat out at restaurants?
That's a good question. To be honest, I don't eat out as much. However, I'd say it's less because of me being a fitness coach and more because of having young kids. So it's just like difficult to get out. But we just need to make time for it, my wife and I, with date nights. But, you know, when I go, we usually go to like so many different restaurants in Madison. There are a lot of really good.
Do you have a favorite?
Good question. I'll shout out, we know the owners of Sardine. They have very good food there.
So right on Lake Monona?
Yep, that's a great place. We love going there.
I haven't been there. I've heard about it, but I know their menu looks amazing. Luke, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what is your background? How did you get started in fitness?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I actually might have an unconventional route to fitness. My degree is actually in journalism.
Really?
Used to be in newspapers. I used to work as a sports writer. So growing up, like from the time I was in kindergarten, I would watch SportsCenter, you know, at 6 years old, you know, for like hours on a weekend. So I always loved sports. And eventually I just, kind of decided with like nights and weekends in the newspaper industry wasn't really for me. And at the same time, I was kind of, I'd struggled with a lot of confidence growing up. So I was very shy, didn't really speak to a lot of people. And really, at the same time, had discovered fitness. I'd always been an athlete, like sports growing up, but fitness-wise, it really just helped me build confidence in myself, you know, kind of building muscle, building my body. So then what ended up happening was I just became so obsessed with it that I realized that, like, every waking moment I spent on the internet, like, researching, like, how to build muscle, you know, how to eat healthy, you know, and all these things. And I ended up finally deciding, like, hey, let's just go for it.
Wow. And how did you become a personal fitness coach at a boutique gym? What is a boutique gym?
Yeah, good question. So it is kind of a specialty gym. So essentially, like, there are your kind of your big box gyms where a lot of people go to them. This is one that's a little bit more niched. So we did more like kind of one-on-one type personal training and group coaching. And I actually absolutely loved my experience there and loved all the team members there. So it's really where you get to work with clients a little bit more intimately than you maybe would at like a big box gym.
I see. And what inspired you to become an entrepreneur and start Total Life Fitness?
Good question. I feel like it kind of started with, and if you had asked me, you know, 10, 15 years ago, if I'd be an entrepreneur, I told you you're crazy. But it ended up starting with, like, fitness was kind of my first transformation that I made in my life. And then it made me realize I was capable of more than I thought. And then kind of the next step after that was like, okay, well, now if I can do this fitness thing, why not try have my own business as well? So that kind of led naturally to the entrepreneur route from there.
Well, tell us about Total Life Fitness and your mission.
Yeah, thanks. So Total Life Fitness, basically summing it up, like, we specialize in helping parents and busy professionals who are, you know, generally like 40 plus, lose body fat, build muscle, have more energy without restrictive diets, you know, where you feel like you're okay, it's Monday, I have to go on a diet. Like, we're the opposite of that. And without, you know, having to spend hours in the gym, like, you know, we're not, a lot of people we work with, you know, aren't in their 20s anymore, like, or 30s anymore, and have you know, so many commitments in their lives, yeah. Right? Like kids,
busy.
You know, busy, you know, have kids, you know, running around to their practices, the Uber, you know, the taxi drivers every single night, and just need a different approach. And most importantly, a long-term approach where they're not just getting the short results, but also the long-term results, actually able to sustain not only weight loss, but just health habits as well.
Wow. And 10,000 people by 2030.
That's the goal. That's the commitment.
that's a lot of people. Tell us about the fitness program at Total Fitness. I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, so essentially we are an online coaching business, which pre-COVID, people were kind of like, what the heck is online?
Right?
They didn't really understand it. Now people somewhat understand it a little bit more. But even, you know, we live in the Madison area, but even though I'd say the majority of people we coach are in the southern Wisconsin area, essentially what we do is we specialize in giving people a little bit more flexibility. So we, instead of just like you go in your couple hours a week, you work with your personal trainer one-on-one for a couple hours, and then the other 166 hours a week, you're not working on anything. We really pride ourselves in helping people with all 168 hours of the week. You know, we're nutrition, we're lifestyle, we're workout. We really focus on what you're doing outside the gym as well to help transform your life. So really what we do is, like I said, we essentially help provide one-on-one personalized coaching, workout plans, nutrition plans, lifestyle accountability and guidance, so people who already have a million things going on in their lives can really take the guesswork away and just have someone, you know, frankly, tell them what to do.
that you know, it's really true, because I noticed from going to cardio rehab for my own stuff, going to the gym, one of the I never worked out in my life, and I noticed, wow, just having people there who you're like, hey, I just did 30 minutes on the elliptical at level 8, they kind of are interested in what you're doing, rather than, you know, like at a gym where the guy next to you just doesn't care, right? That's what one of the things I really like about it. Who is Duran?
Duran, yeah. So, you know, you'd asked me about some of my favorite stories. And this happened. So Duran has been in our, if she's listening, has been in our program for about, you know, 7 years now. And this is still like one of my favorite stories, because when she first came to us, she was probably like in her mid to late 50s and had basically suffered some loss in her life. And I was going through kind of a tough time. She was basically had never worked out in her life. She was on all sorts of medications. You know, basically, like she said that when she was outside of work, she sat on the couch all day watching TV, eating sweets. She'd like pay someone to mow her lawn. And as I said, she literally never worked out in her life. And I remember when we first connected, I think she was kind of hesitant at first to join, because she'd never done anything like this. And I remember the first time she went to the gym, she like texted me when she was in the parking lot. She's like, Luke, are you sure I'm supposed to go in? I'm like, it'll be fine. Just go in. And then I remember the first time, you know, she wanted to go from like 5 pound to 10 pound weight. She's like, Luke, I don't know if I should be doing this. That's a huge jump. And flash forward, it's like a year and a half later, she went from everything I just described to down 65 pounds off all her medications. She was super into personal development. She had so much energy that all her friends were now essentially like jealous of all her energy. And then my favorite part of the story is she went from never lifting in her life to, in her late 50s, benching 100 pounds, squatting 175 pounds.
Oh boy.
And deadlifting 200 plus pounds.
Wow. I'm not going to be doing that anytime soon. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's a great story.
It's in the before and after picture that we always share of her, it always says, it says, age is no excuse. And I think it just really plays the point that, like, no matter where you're starting from, as long as you believe in yourself and you just follow a process, you can do a lot more than you're capable of. And I think she's living proof that that's possible. She's still, I mean, to this day, she's an absolute gym rat in her 60s.
Yeah. I mean, that's me, right? Over at the gym, I'm starting, I'm 59. So, any time is a great time to start. You're absolutely right. Now, that brings me to the next question, which is, well, who can join Total Life Fitness? I mean, you know, does it have to be in Madison? You said maybe anywhere.
Yeah, good question. So being that we're located in the Madison area, we typically have a lot of people in the southern Wisconsin area. However, we coach people from all over the country. We have actually two of our longest term clients inside our program. One lives in Sacramento, one lives in San Francisco. Another couple lives in Washington, D.C. We have people all over the country. So that's the thing I love about online coaching in general, is we're able to not just impact people from our local area, but people from all over as well. So essentially anyone can join.
And I saw Kirstie Krause. She was rejoined recently, and she lives in Nashville. She's back here in Madison right now visiting, but I can see then that you have people all over the place, even Nashville. I hear you have a 12-week summer challenge starting June 23rd.
Yeah, so we have different, you know, opportunities to kind of get help along the way, and we have like another kind of summer challenge starting in a couple weeks here, and essentially what we do is really help people, like I said, break down simply who want to lose weight in a healthy way and not just do like another fad diet where you feel like you're starving yourself or cutting out all the foods you enjoy. Really help people put together more of a personalized plan that's going to work for your lifestyle. We'll even help people like read menus if they go out to restaurants and things like that. We're really committed to helping people understand how to navigate real life, and we have different opportunities, and one of the next opportunities is coming up here in June, and obviously people can connect with us before then as well.
Wow, that is really incredible. And I've noticed using the app, the TrainRise app, right, I'm tracking what I'm eating, and all of a sudden it's informing my decisions before I eat things, which that's just helping right away.
Yeah, and you are doing really well yourself there. Like you said, I know, you know, even in a short period of time, you're already making good strides just from those little changes every day.
That's right. We're here with Luke, Total Life Fitness. Luke, how do we get a hold of you, Total Life Fitness, and find out more info?
Yeah, good question. So our website is totallifefitness.co. So totallifefitness, all one word, .co. And I'm also very active on Facebook. So you can just, you know, friend request me, Luke Briggs, on Facebook. We also have a Facebook group, Total Life Fitness Community. You can join that. We have lots of, you know, free guides and resources that we give away. So definitely lots of different ways that you can connect. And our goal is ultimately just to help people be the healthiest versions of themselves.
Wow. That is so killer. Luke, thank you so much for coming into the show tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate being here.
Gene, you know, Ted Hefko, he is coming to Atwood Fest. He's going to be there July 26th. You know, he's from New Orleans.
Well, of course he's coming to Atwood Fest.
And we've had him up here before. This is Ted Hefko and the Thousandaires. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Count on me.
Ted Hefko and the Thousandaires. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker. I'm here with Jane.
Hello.
We are hanging out on a Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night. Terry Barr is out on vacation. Jimmy is off in the sticks somewhere.
Well, you're just stuck with me for now, I guess.
And we're having a lot of good time listening to a lot of good local music. You know, we've been talking about Atwood Fest quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Atwood Fest last week, Atwood Fest this week. Like, who knows how long we're going to keep riding these Atwood Fest fumes for, you know?
Probably till Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
Fat Function, they're going to be playing Atwood Fest. We'll tell you about them in a minute when we have them for a double dip.
Oh, yeah. Just at 7 o'clock, we're going to hear two of their songs, and they're opening for VO5. Is that right?
That is correct. That is going to be one packed parking lot for that for those shows all day, I think. There's another band that's playing that played last year at Atwood Fest, and they're playing this year on the Luther Allison stage.
And who would that be?
That would be Automatic Lover. And this is a great song. Features Joey B. Banks on drums. Actually, not on this recording, but he's in the band now. He plays in a lot of bands.
Yeah, Steely Joey Banks Dane. Is everywhere, isn't he?
He is everywhere.
You
we
just
love
can't
him.
Stop him.
Yep. All right. And we're going to have, let's see, the Lower Fifth.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming in for Live in the Lair. Uh-huh. And just around the corner, who do we have?
Austin Galante.
Actor, director, and music producer. All right, well, I'm going to go let the band in there here. In the meantime, let's listen to a little Automatic Lover. This is Helena. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser. We have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth speaking Saturday at the Shangri-La Dialogue. That's a defense summit held in Singapore, urging allies to raise defense spending and warning that China might pose an imminent military threat, but this reassurance.
President Trump has also said that Communist China will not invade Taiwan on his watch.
Wildfire smoke smothering parts of the upper Midwest as it drifts down from Canada. There are now air quality alerts in effect across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Peace talks resume in Istanbul between Russia and Ukraine Monday, but there is a holdup. Russia has not supplied its demands or information on who will be there. This has at least 7 people are dead, more than 24 injured after a train derailed in an area of Russia bordering Ukraine after a bridge collapsed, Russia says, as a result of illegal interference. Russia's Federal Road Transportation Agency said the destroyed bridge passed above the railway tracks where the train was traveling. This is ABC News.